Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Vince Colonnais here with Mary Walter.
We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd.
And that was Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday during a press conference reacting to North Korea, saying that the U.S. has declared war on them. So to help us sort this entire mess out is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Welcome back to the show, Tony. How are you?
Mary, very well. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad to have you here. So what's this idea with North Korea accusing President Trump of declaring war on them and saying, hey, this gives us the right to shoot down U.S. bombers, even if they're not within the airspace of their country?
Well, that's the issue. I mean, the war's never stopped. This is where I take on kind of both sides.
Error.
I mean, basically, we've had something called the Joint Security Area, a place called Panmunjom, since 1953, where we've essentially had two armies, one led by us, the United Nations, and the other led by the North Koreans and the Chinese, that have stood, toe-to-toe, literally. I mean, Just like out of a Cold War movie, we have these standing armies which have stood that, in those positions since 1953. So the whole thing is like we are at war. That's why we have the constant and continuous bombastic exchange of information, between UN and the president. So we have to understand that there's no, declaration necessary. It's just a matter of really what could happen is miscalculation. And let me be clear on this, Mary. I mean, there's been armed incidents. I mean, 750 violent incidents since 1953. So there's a war on. So I don't know where these people have been. And I do fault the White House for not being clear and saying, look, there's a war right now. We're trying to end it. And I think that's where we're all at. The real issue is how do we now end the ultimate confrontation, which is surely, again, a relic of the Cold War. And this is something where obviously millions of lives are at stake because both sides, again, have these standing armies ready to go.
Is it wrong for me to assess North Korea's rhetoric as mostly empty? I mean, every time I hear these threats, I kind of feel like they exist solely for the benefit of the North Korean people to be convinced that their leader is the strong man that he says he is. And that,
right.
And that this guy's not stupid enough. I mean, he's insane, but he's not stupid enough to nuke Guam, right?
Right. No, I think he's crazy, but he's not insane, to your point. The North Koreans have a tradition of brinksmanship, which, basically they threaten us with this empty rhetoric. We give them bright, shiny things like nuclear reactors. They go away. They pretend that they're going to be reasonable, and they come back again. But, they've talked about this whole idea, Vince, of them, shooting our airplanes down. That would be a very short fight because, if we so chose, we could completely eviscerate their Air Force probably in about 12 hours. And it's one of those things that the North Korean people live literally in an alternative universe. I've talked to North Korean defectors, and they live, they're shown all the information they're shown via the North Korean media, because they don't have access to the South Korean media, U.S. media, or internet for the most part. They are shown films from 1953 to make them think that South Korea is in worse shape than they are. And when they come out and see the world is like a bright, shiny place, they are completely shocked. It actually literally takes North Korean defectors a period of transition so that they can transition into real life. That's how bad it is. And just imagine that multiplied by millions. That's the way the North Koreans are. So you're completely right. The bluster, I think, is much more focused on his own people than actually anything that they could do.
And what's the bright, shiny thing that they want us to give them now in order to make them go away?
Well, in this case, I think they want two things. They want continued and expanded recognition of North Korea, of UN, as the great leader. Every one of the North Korean leaders have always sought to have some level of attention and respect. And, obviously, with that attention and respect comes their ability to engage in the world. And the North Koreans are the greatest black market organization on the planet. That they do a lot of illicit and legal things behind the scenes. And they want to continue that. That's how they make money. Secondly, I do believe that in this case, they want to continue to march towards having this massive nuclear arsenal. I think there's going to be a tipping point where they can actually start becoming a net dealer of weapons. And I was talking to one of the senior administrative officials yesterday about the issue of nuclear terror. We have always worried this war. You know, I don't know if you remember the fourth protocol from when you were a kid, but the idea of having a nuclear weapon smuggled somewhere within the confines of an allied nation, the United States, is always something we've worried about. And so I think that's what we have to most be aware of, is that they're moving in that direction where they can be essentially a someone who markets to or provides nuclear weapons to a third party, and that would be very bad.
I want to shift gears for a second and talk about another news story that's just dominated everything, more so than North Korea, for sure, and it's these NFL protests. We've been hearing a lot of from a lot of veterans over the last 2 days who uniformly have expressed discontent with these NFL players taking a knee on the American flag in order to express sort of varied opinions. Where are you on this whole thing?
Well, you know, look, I'm one who believes that, look, you have freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom of consequence from your decision of what you say. And I'm amazed of all these liberals who say somehow, oh, there shouldn't be any consequences now for them speaking out. I'm sorry, it's not the way it works. I'm one of those who believes that when you take a knee like that, you are lining up with the Confederate Army, speaking as someone who lives in Virginia. I mean, think about it. This is not about disrespecting the police or whoever they have a problem with. This is about the fact that they're disrespecting the symbol of the very thing which freed the slaves and has kept this nation safe. So it's kind of like the very thing which has given them the freedom to take the knee, they're protesting. Think about the insanity of that. So I'm one of those that just kind of scratches my head. It's like, if you want to be that stupid, if you want to be that disrespectful, knock yourself out. But don't believe for a minute there's not going to be economic or other adverse effects of people like me who just won't watch the NFL.
Right. Don't bite the flag that feeds you. So this whole consequences you mentioned, I mean, if the NFL's not going to enforce them, which it looks like they're not, the market might.
Well, I think market inevitably is going to. I mean, look, I've talked to friends of mine, and I'm one of those that's just, you know, I've got other things to do. You know, Vince, you marry, you know, we all live in D.C. area. We're pretty busy people, so I'm pretty sure we can find other things to do and other things to entertain ourselves besides the NFL. Now, heck, we can all go out, sit and enjoy Old Town or Georgetown or something instead of watching the NFL. And I think a lot of people are going to be making economic choices just to not participate or not watch the NFL because I think, you know, it doesn't meet with their personal values. And that's what happens.
Yeah, when times when your most valuable commodities, you don't need it wasted. Right. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you for joining us this morning.
Always good to be on. Thanks.
Thanks.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.